Brandon's had a great spring. I thought he got off to a rough start. He seemed a little nervous, I think, which is good. It meant something to him today. He wanted to play well, and he got off to a rough start, and then I thought he had a good second half.
And how about Tyler?
And Tyler, you know, he showed his playmaking ability. He's got a lot of ability to extend plays, and he's a really good thrower. He's got a fast release, and he gets the ball out.
How do you judge that, knowing that it was not against the starters like it had been the other scrimmages that you've had in the spring?
Well, it's impossible to gauge exactly, you know, what you're getting in a spring game. So we'll look at it, but the scrimmages prior to this were more meaningful because you've got a lot more, you know, starters out there and stuff like that. But I thought Tyler did a good job. It's still, there's some pressure when there's people out here, and so you got to perform.
So do you know anything more, or what do you know now that you didn't know 4 or 5 weeks ago?
I think maybe just that, you know, Tyler performed. You don't know how a young kid's going to react with fans in the stands, and I thought he did a good job of handling that, so that was good to see.
So 3-team record or 3-person record?
Coach Witt and I will talk about that this week. We'll meet with all the QBs this week, and Coach Witt and I will talk about it, but right now I would say yeah.
So how would you assess the spring for the offense overall?
I thought we really improved in the passing game. Our ability to throw the ball down the field is, I think even today, there's not a million points on the board, but you can see we're making a concerted effort to throw down the field more, and we'll continue to do that in fall camp.
As far as that goes, red shirt, you don't know if it's off the table, on the table still with Hunley?
Yeah, that's what we're miles away from deciding that still. And we always, you don't have to declare it. We do it every year. We travel freshmen with us that are going to be ready to play, and if you don't need them, then you go one more week, and you just keep going through the season. And you never actually have to declare this guy's redshirting. It's just, if they never go in a game, they redshirted.
Right. My point would be, though, that he would be engaged actively in preparation each week.
I would predict that he is, but it's probably, I got to talk to Coach Wood about all this.
How has he been able to Troy progress, even though he hasn't played the last couple of weeks?
Well, he's engaged in every meeting, and then he runs team drills in practice where he runs the offense, calls the plays, he does our no-huddle stuff, he does our run game stuff, he does everything except throw the ball to the guy. He just kind of shows me who he would be throwing to. He takes the correct footwork and the correct drop. He does everything but the throw, and which is actually with him that's like the part I'm the least worried about, because he's a good thrower. So he's been doing a fair amount the last few days, and he's close. He's
up to this point.